Many years ago, health was generally defined as the absence of illness. People living in those days assumed that if you were not outwardly sick with some ailment, that you were healthy. Since then, our concept of health has broadened to consider many other influences on our overall health or wellness. Yes, being ill can certainly impact your wellness, but many factors do too, such as mental health, feeling purpose in your life, and having quality relationships and friendships, to name a few. The image on this page is a visual representation of what is called the wellness wheel. The wellness wheel shows how many of these factors contribute to the overall well-being of an individual. You may be asking why it is important to understand the wellness wheel to understand happiness, considering when we talked about circumstances, we learned that being ill may not impact your happiness all that much. However, the wellness wheel helps us understand where we are designating energy and resources. To maintain happiness, we should have balance with our wheel. Understanding which areas of your wheel are getting more or less attention can be helpful as you plan goals for your future and journey to understand yourself more. Lastly, your individual wellness wheel is not stagnant, meaning it changes frequently throughout your life. For instance, in college, I spent a great deal of time and energy on my social wellness. I wanted to make friends and have a strong community of people to call my own. At the same time, my physical wellness was not nearly as critical and I spent less time focusing on it. Likewise, while in college, your attention to your intellectual wellness is probably heightened. You are taking classes and learning new material almost daily. Perhaps occupational and financial wellness are a lesser priority as you go through this stage in life. However, upon graduation and after obtaining your first career job, you may find yourself focusing most on occupational and financial wellness while spending less time and attention on others. This is natural, and everyone goes through these ebbs and flows of which areas of wellness are the priority. The biggest thing to note is that balance is key. You never want one whole section of the wheel to fall off your radar, as this is when issues can arise. For instance, before finals week, many students are extremely focused on their intellectual growth and sacrifice physical needs like sleep, nutrients, and movement. It is no surprise that we see more sick visits in the wellness center during the weeks leading up to finals.